So I just sat down with my brother Rick Steele, and we discussed the art of adapting your hustle within the music industry, the importance of trusting your process, and perfecting your craft versus chasing the bag. So from crafting classic records with Irv Gotti to orchestrating some of French Montana's biggest anthems, my brother Rick Steele has been a silent giant for the past decade. This is no sleeping in the trophy room. The conversation fueled by motivation, experience, and truth.
The champ is here!
I think chasing the bag is a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, if you try and get a bigger bag, just create a better craft. You know what I'm saying? Because if we was just chasing bag and then get off the road and create some of these amazing records, we would have never got to a 20 million. We would have been forever chasing 10, 20, 30,000 dollars. Mm-hmm. You gotta know when to, okay, how come Drake is getting a million a show? It's only one reason. He doesn't do fashion. He doesn't do all this other shit that everybody's doing to get the bag.
Right.
He's not promoting anything. He's making hit records. So clearly, the craft is better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think Jimmy Iovine said it the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you could go to Dubai and go get half a million and forget about this record that you was doing that could give you 20 million.
That's right.
That's why pop music sometimes, when you're looking at like certain pop stars, they have one tour a year. One tour, they might do one tour, that's it. And they still making the same amount of money as you, 20 million a year, 10 million. They don't have to do nothing because they have a bigger record. Even though now it's shifted to hip hop is killing because of streaming. Mm-hmm. Every, you know, these kids have this shit on repeat. So the streaming numbers is like crazy.
It's wild.
Which is, it's great, but it's, it kills me because now everybody's going gold and platinum, right? But is you really going gold and platinum? Because it's just an automatic download now on your phone. It's an automatic. You ain't not really paying for it. You're paying for a service.
Right.
So your record, you know, sometimes I'll download one thing and it should make, automatically download some other shit that had to do with that same label.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So it's like the new platinum is not platinum no more. Mm-hmm. The new gold is not gold no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To me, and I think, since the streaming is new, so nobody can't figure it out yet. So they say, that's platinum, or that's gold, or that's the number one record. You now it's like your whole album could come out and you could be all over top 40. That could never happen back in the days.
Right. Physical copies as well.
Yeah, your whole album is on top 40, hot 100.
Right.
Are you crazy? It's not real.
I saw that yesterday with the Wayne.
With Dwayne shit, yeah. Because of streaming, it don't have nothing to do with people physically going buy anything.
Right.
So people's not buying up anything.
Yeah.
So it's more of like repeat, download. It's not the same. It's not the same effort of getting a record.
It's probably not even the same excitement of going to the store and buying that same record.
Forget what store? It.
Right. Thank you. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, hold on. Like, so, what store? You know what I'm saying? There is no store.
Yeah.
And I get it. I truly, truly, truly understand. But we have to change it. We can't put somebody's whole album on top 100 because of streaming. That don't make no sense.
Right.
Not one radio has played it, but showing top 100. You know, like.
No, I feel you.
And I get it. Streaming is, I think streaming should be in its own category, but it can't be counted as certain things. But they, you know, it's new, so everybody's still trying to figure it out. But everybody's going platinum and gold, though. Congratulations.
Right. To you.
Yeah, it's like, but it doesn't mean that. If somebody asks you, like, how much money you made off that record? Besides, I'm not talking about show money. I'm talking about record.
Yeah.
They can't even tell you. Mm-hmm. Because the calculations are totally different.
It's mad different.
So you can't calculate it like as a hit record.
Fact. But you know what? I mean, how do you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like you come from a time where cats were really selling those records, when cats were really buying those records.
Yeah, we do both.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, now it's totally different. Like,
and I love it though. And I want to say that you have to evolve,
right?
And that's the reason why I've been around for so long, because I've always learned to move with the time. And you can't, and I'm happy to see what these kids are doing. They deserve, because these labels be killing. The labels been making a killing. So yeah, cough up that 10 million. You know, before XX died, you know, he signed a deal for $10 million. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. Boy signed that deal for $10 million. So that's like, that's unheard of.
Right.
You know, and that's where we are right now. And for me, it's like, you imagine if Drake contract is just up, Young Money, over. Imagine this man go independent. All that bag would go directly to him. He don't need no label. He got an Apple deal. That's crazy. So his streaming numbers is crazy. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't even need nothing.
That's a fact.
He could hire his own radio niggas. He could hire his own marketing niggas. And all the mastering and bag and license would come straight to him. He's a Jew. So he's got all that in his pocket. He's straight. Mm-hmm.
He's Gucci.
He's super Gucci. That mansion that he's building?
Yeah.
He ain't building that by mistake. He knows what he's doing. That man is smart.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I've been around this man. This man is very smart.
So you know, this is no sleeping in the trophy room, man. This platform is about inspiration. It's about motivation. It's about the information too, man. Trying to save that young Rick Steele out there.
No,
you know, that young, you know, that aspiring producer, musician, creative, you know, what's some power plays that you would give to somebody that's seeking that type of information, guidance?
I think the first thing, you have to believe in what you're trying to do. And the moment you start to look at it like, oh, it's a hustle, or I'm just trying to get this quick situation, that's a bad way to come in. I'm not saying you're not gonna get a bag. You know, we're back to the bag talk. Mm-hmm. But when you truly believe, you're not gonna matter. It's not gonna matter how long it takes to get to where you get. So for me, it's like this, right? Music, it's like being a doctor. It's like being a lawyer. Because there's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You get rewarded for those crafts. Music is the same way. So what the fuck is the rush? It takes you 10 years. Somebody say, yo, I need you to wait 10 years. I'm gonna give you $10 million, $20 million. Music is the same shit. You have to put in the craft. You have to master what you're trying to do to get that super bag. It's not going to happen overnight. That's not realistic in any profession. You could get lucky. I'm not saying nobody can't get lucky. But the real understanding what you know what you're doing is different. Like, that means in any given time I could walk in a studio, oh, nah, we're going to make some shit. Mm-hmm. That's not luck. You know what I'm saying? That's called, you know, you understand what you're doing. That's why some people get hired certain jobs, because they get it.
Right.
They understand what they're doing. They understand energy. They understand the laws of attraction. You know, that's a whole different, understand the secret.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's a whole different type of chemistry and vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, and you gotta believe. And honestly, motherfuckers ain't working hard enough. That's the real reality. Because everybody's looking for a shortcut. There is no shortcut. I know artists that they feel like the moment that they sign to you, you're going to do all the work for them. And they forgot how to grind. Like, I personally go through that. And it's just like, Oh, I'm not gonna hold your hands and bring you to the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm not, nigga. I'm giving you a platform to get busy. Get busy. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that when you see people that get platforms and you see them go off. Because they understand what they have at that moment. And it's only a short period of time before somebody say, yo, he's been here for like a year. He hasn't done shit. I'm off of him.
Right. That window of opportunity.
Yeah, that window of opportunity is so short, and you got to understand what it is when it's in front of you. And you gotta go hard. And create a new sound with the shit that's going on. Don't try to be fucking Jimi Hendrix at the door. Like, now you're doing your Prince shit, nobody can understand what you're doing.
Right.
Put it with the, mix it. You know, I seen a clip of Post Malone doing like an old video of Post Malone, like doing some weird European, like weird. But now you see Post doing the rap. The kid is so talented, he could do anything.
Right.
But he understood, or somebody understood the way where music was at that moment, or where he should be. Mm-hmm. Cause I've been in the studio with Post where he's playing me pure rock and roll, like heavy metal shit that he's done. And I'm like, what the fuck? But the kid, you know, you have to understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's a process too, man.
Nobody trusts the process.
Right.
Whenever you see people complaining, you're just not trusting the process.
How important is the process?
It's everything. Like, but it's almost like, what does that mean? Trusting the process. No, the process means waking up mad early. You can't be doing music and you doing this and you doing that and doing that. You're not giving 100% to it. So it's going to give you exactly what you're giving to it. God is never going to give you something that he know you can't handle.
Right.
Or he knows, he's building it, your story for you already. You're just now just following that path.
Right.
So I just feel like the new kids that's coming up, there's a lot of people that's excited about music because it's everybody's getting a piece of the pie.
For real.
And there's a lot of money to go around. But just understand that you or the next generation, create that fire.
For real.
Don't be scared to take that chance. Yo, I got to do exactly what X and Y Z is doing because that shit's working. Cool. But in the middle of that, you know what I'm saying? Create the new sound. It can be still mumble. You can mumble to the end, but create your own mumble shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Create your own vibe. If a little young 19-year-old come to me and it feels like a vibe, I'm fucking with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? If it's a vibe, it's a vibe. So if it's new, it's like Uzi. When you listen to Uzi, you're like, oh, okay. He's making... Some of it is really music. You gotta discover, you gotta go into that and see what these kids are really, you know. I think that our generation that's like, oh, they're not saying nothing. You motherfuckers are blind because you forgot how hip hop started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop started with into the hip. It was fun. It was what the hell is this nigga talking about? Yeah. What you see is none of that. I'm rapping to the beat. Like, nigga. So what are we talking about here? We talking about lyrics or we talking about a vibe?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a vibe. Yeah. Hip-hop is nothing but a vibe. And then some people had the storytelling that lasted for a while. And then the struggles was real back in the days. We had crack epidemic. We had this. Now little niggas is getting money. Mm-hmm. Young. So they talking about they vibe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucking, might not be your vibe.
Right. But it's
vibe happening as a young kid. But now we came up the crack epidemic, so we had to talk about the projects and the Nas and I'm saying the whole, so they was talking about, you know, the West Coast was racism, president was against the music, and so we had to talk about real shit. I'm not saying real shit is not happening. That's why we have J. Cole's and the Kendricks and all of them. It doesn't mean that every genre had your booty shaking shit, and your real nigga shit. That, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that it's not that. Right. Nothing has changed. It's just now the kids are just paying more attention to certain than the other.
And it's evolved.
But it's the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. You got Lil Pump, and, you got J. Cole.
Yeah, you got Lil Pump and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like.
It's all relative.
It's the same shit.
It's all relative.
Because the beginning of hip hop is the same shit.
So Rick, man. Well, first, let me just salute this off that.
No, thank you for having me.
So, tell me, like, what's that thing when you wake up in the morning? You wake up in the morning, like.
I wake up too early.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You wake up, you know what I mean? What's your champion's mantra, man? Like, when you leave your crib, or when you wake up in the morning and you getting yourself revved up, what's that slogan? What's that mantra? What's that tagline? That thing that, you know, that's instilled in you that just makes you want to get up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that thing, man?
I'm gonna tell you like my secret. So in my studio or anywhere I work, there's no trophies, there's no plaques, there's no nothing on the walls.
Which you have plenty of.
Yeah. But for me, it's more of, I like to wake up knowing that I want to feel like I don't have nothing. So I wake up every day with that grind mindset all the time. And I wake up real early, like no bullshit, like 6, 7, sometimes 5:30. And it's more of, because my brain is always going, you know what I'm saying? And always trying to think up the next vibe, you know, or the next thing to do, or being an executive producer is like, shit, a load of things you gotta do. But, you know, because you're in charge of every record, every sound, what's missing, what kind of vibe, who we gotta replace on a hook. Like, but people don't understand, you know, first, last album, man, whatever was missing, I had to make sure it was, man, I got, like, I'm singing on a record. I'm on an album, you know what I'm saying? And like, I had to go get a singer from the UK, that's one of my best friends, Fee, to jump on the intro. I had to get Dafina to jump on another record to create. Like, I never stopped creating. Like, what can make this record better? Oh, we gotta change that snare. We gotta put a bass guitar on that. Oh, yo, London, yo, can we change this, da-da-da-da? Cool. You know, I did a record with Kanye and French and Nas, and it was just a sample. I'm like, nah, we need some trumpets. We need some drums. And I'm in the crib cooking up. And now we got Kanye and Nas, you know what I'm saying? Produced by fucking Khalid and Rick Steele. So it's more of like, your work never stops. If you think, the moment you think your work's, oh, I don't got nothing to do, you're not working hard enough. That means you're not doing anything.
Right.
That means nothing. There's always something to do. There's no way there's nothing to do. Especially in life, period. Even if it don't have nothing to do with music. Go to a movie, go watch something inspirational. Go listen to old shit. Nothing stops. Like, nothing fucking stops.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That's real.
Yeah, everybody always like, oh, I'm bored. I don't have nothing to do. I'm just in the crib. No, you want to be in the crib. You know what I'm saying? So.
There it is. There it is, bro.
Yeah, we ain't even finished it, but I'm about to bust this down, though.
You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe, man. Rick Steele, man.
Thank you for having me, my brother.
Thank you for coming through the trophy room, my brother, for real. It means the world.